flying in here tomorrow into the eye of another storm, because Ireland sits right at the centre of the child sex abuse scandals that, as you said, have rocked the church worldwide. It is the first papal visit here in nearly 40 years, and many Catholics here and in America are determined that this is the year the church must change. This is a country traumatized by scandals of child sexual abuse by priests, covered up by the Catholic Church. This week, the Pope asked Catholics everywhere to pray for his visit. Days after the church was rocked by the release of the Pennsylvania Grand Jury report, it detailed the abuse over decades of hundreds of children by priests.
There was absolutely not one single concrete proposal in that letter as to how he intended to root out the evil of child sexual abuse.
So all words, no actions.
All words, no actions.
Ireland was once one of the most Catholic countries on earth. Not anymore. Ireland was once one of the most Catholic countries on earth. Not anymore. Ireland was once one of the most Catholic countries on earth. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. Here, yes, hundreds of thousands of people will turn out to see the Pope, but it's a visit under very dark clouds indeed.
All words, no actions.
All words, no actions. The bodies of 800 babies have been discovered. The bodies of 800 babies have been discovered.
Buried in a septic tank in Ireland.
The bodies.
Septic tank in Ireland.